Be thou my vision. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart, not be all else to me, save thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night, walking or sleeping, thy presence, my light. Be thou my wisdom, thou my true word. I ever with thee, thou with me, O Lord. Thou great creator, and I thine true one. Thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one, with thee one. Riches I heed not, nor man's empty praise. Thou mine inheritance, now and always. Thou and thou only, first in my heart. Creator of heaven, thy treasure, thou art.
Beautiful. Thank you, Bonnie. And thank you for the work and effort that she does every week to research and find the appropriate message for us. It's a great way to start a new year with a wonderful thought and solo like that. And with that, I will announce that Connie will be sharing some thoughts.
First of all, Happy New Year. It's a beautiful time of year. This is one of my favorite Sundays, because this is a time we can begin again to do what we thought we had learned to do last year. Because if some of those things didn't come about, if you still have some discontents, and you know none of us are perfect, I don't have everything on my list all the time there yet either. But I would like to talk to you about some things that I know that might help you in manifesting what you want to bring into your life this year. The first part of our bowl burning ceremony, we will, as Pat said, with these tiny little pieces of magic paper you'll be given. And they're kind of expensive, so you don't, if you have to Put them in code, put them in code. It doesn't matter. But what I want to let you know is if you put your discontents down there and you still have them tomorrow, you're still going to have your discontents next year. I promise you that paper's not going to take them away. It's just a symbol of how when we do our part, it can be released and gone. There's a wonderful song that I wish we had today, Release and Let Go. Right? We really need that because you need energy when you're manifesting. And one thing I will tell you, in being in this circuit since 1969, I've known lots of families everywhere. I have lots of relatives everywhere. And most of us have come from somewhere else. Have you noticed when you go back home, there's always a family, no matter how many years you've known them, they still have the same problems year after year after year because they do those circular thinking, circular emotions, circular discontents, circular beliefs. They never get out of it. They don't know how to get out of it. And really, they probably don't want to get out of it because they're used to that treadmill. They're familiar with it. I remember one time there was a psychiatrist that said, most people don't get divorced even when they need one because they're so used to the discontents. It's like wearing an old pair of house slippers that you just love, even though it has a hole in it. For some reason, you're afraid to go get the new one. You're afraid. Well, that's sometimes symbolic of us because we're so used to the everyday. It takes courage to do what it is that we want to do, to step out and have happiness. We all have discontents. We all have had people do things to us that we felt that they have wronged us. Well, I'm going to tell you something you probably have never heard before. Big hairy deal. What does it matter? You know, it's not hurting anybody but you. It didn't used to hurt anybody but me. We give far too much power on what somebody else does. And as long as we're doing that, we're stuck in the rut still. You see, we have lots of ruts that we've created for ourselves. One thing, too, is your thinking, your thoughts. Spirit has always said, if you want to change your life, you have to change your thinking. Well, monitor your thinking. We used to get so tired of hearing that. It got to be very monotonous. But the truth of the matter is we had to hear it till we didn't do it any longer. Till we didn't do those negative things like, oh, maybe I've got a headache today. Oh, it's gloomy out today. Listen, the universe is no respecter of persons. What we focus on is what the universe gives us, period. We can be a wonderful neighbor. We can be a wonderful companion. But what goes on up here is what we attract, period. It's science. And if you don't believe it, look at your discontents if you have the same ones year after year and relate that to your thinking. Anybody has a wonderful imagination, and if you had a wonderful imagination as a child, sometimes we have a wonderful imagination when it comes to fears. But the plus sign to that is, if you have a wonderful imagination, you can use your imagination to replace those fears with blessings. Anything that we feel has been wronged to us, if we look at that through forgiveness and releasing and letting that go, once we truly let the emotion go, when we truly let that power of that discontent go, that is like a mathematic equation. That equals a door of opening to the blessings that were that in equal amount of discontent to blessing that is there waiting for us to be blessed upon. I guess that's a little tongue twister, but anyway. So it's to our favor to let those go because it helps our future. That's the only way we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that what we think and what we do comes back to us. In this day and age, with this higher rate of vibration, the negative and the positive is coming back faster. I have noticed in the last few years, because we use it, but sometimes things snap to us. Oh, I realize that. When I have wanted something without realizing it, I realize I focus in on it for a moment. It's like taking a picture of it. And when I take a picture of it, I know it's mine. I've snapped that picture of focus. A few years ago, I was driving this big old silver van that had Whispering Willow Wedding Chapel advertisement all over it. I didn't want that van anymore. It was hard to park. I just didn't want it anymore. I decided I wanted a little HHR. I know not everybody wants one of those, but I did. So in February, I decided to take a picture of it with my focus. And I released it and I let it go, period. I just knew. And so one day, I was talking to Stan about an HHR. I said, I just love those. I want it in white and I want the what mine's got on it because I had seen one similar to that. And he said, oh, I don't like those. I said, well, shoot, I'm sorry. I've already manifested it. So how was I going to get it? Well, that following December, I was turned in to go to Food Lion, and someone plowed right into me and didn't hurt me, didn't hurt her, totaled my van. Well, you know, I got money for my van. It had been paid for. Because Stan was a General Motors employee, he got money for that new HHR. Because he was retired, we got more money for that. And then there was a rebate. So that little car out there cost me very little. My motto is, it doesn't take money. And it truly doesn't. If you have a need and a want, can tell you the universe will eventually supply that. How long it takes? Mona says, God's delay is not God's denial. And sometimes maybe we just need to get our focus. Because every time I saw a little HHR, I claimed it as mine and just went on. So these are some of the things that can help you manifest what you want. Also, you have to look at your own self-worth. If you think you're not worthy of it, then you've told the universe that you're not worthy of it. See, all of these things that we come to experience, and every day, if you think you're not worthy of it, thank you, God. I know I'm worthy. I have these needs. I have these wants. Thank you for your supply. What I did for a year on something I was wanting to manifest so that it was in my mind that I was worthy of it. You see, we have to be in control of our thinking. We have to know who we are to find out where those blocks and faults are in our thinking, in our emotion. Sometimes we've had them all our life, so we're not aware of them. It's time to be mindful of what we think. It's time to be mindful, if we choose to be healthy, as to what we eat for the day. We sometimes forget our power. And another thing I would like to talk to you about just a little bit, something I read on Stan's, I don't have a Facebook page, but I know that his. And I enjoy some of the things I see. What I read yesterday was by Joel Osteen, excuse me. God will always bring the right people into your life, but you have to let the wrong people walk away. You know, sometimes when we hang around with negative people, we get into that negative rut without even realizing what we're doing. And I know one time I was involved with someone that was very negative. And I was talking to my teacher about it, and I said, you know, this person is really ill, really, really ill. And she said, you know, Connie, I know that, but did you know you're sicker than that person is? Well, why is that? Because you're aware of it, and you still choose to be involved with it. So there's all kinds of tangles and needles and webs and puzzles we have to work with. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just a puzzle of our life to work with, to learn how to release it so we can let that God energy flow through us. So I would like to now pass out the papers of the things you would like to release. And if it's personalities, instead of going blah, 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 stop and think about the lessons you have learned from that discontent this year. And the Bible says, resist not evil. Resist not error. I say, resist not disease. Resist not those discontents. Look at them for what they are. Bless them for the lessons they brought us and love them away. Love them with joy because they brought us wisdom. Thank you.